TFM.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife in her absence, Lady Mildred Townsend. And together we bid you Godspeed on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly going to rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, what I'd like you to do right now, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship is on the air. And I'm here to tell you that we're going to be sharing a relevant word with you. Nothing to emotionalize you, nothing to hype you up, but just help your level of consciousness come back to the place in which Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, said that you could do. And he said, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these. Why? Because you're operating on that frequency. You're vibrating on that particular frequency. And once you start tuning in and vibrating on that particular frequency, then you'll begin to see things happen just the way that he said that they would. Now, this is not for fashion. This is not for show. This is not for intellectuality to make ourselves greater or more prominent than anyone else. But this is in the spirit of humility so that we can help raise the levels of consciousness of God's people. Because, again, we grew up in a world that taught us to be negative, that taught us to be fearful, that taught us to be afraid, that taught us to just go along to get along. But you know what? The Spirit of the Most High is revolutionizing the way that we see things and the way that we understand his word. So on that note right now, we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer. We're certainly praying that whatever you're in need of, I need you to understand this, it already exists. Whether it's healing in your body, whether it's a financial blessing, whatever it is you need, it already exists in another realm, the spirit realm. It's already there. That's right. Why do you think the word of Yahuwah said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth? Everything that you could ever desire that will make your life more meaningful already exists. I need you to get that. If you don't get anything else today, realize that whatever I need already exists. You need health? It already exists. You need healing? It doesn't matter what the sickness is, it already exists. By his stripes, you are already healed. That's right. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So on that note, Heavenly Father, we come before you. In the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that is Jesus the living Christ, we come, O Lord, thanking you for this day because you created this day exclusively with us in mind. Father, we lay aside all selfishness. We lay aside all superfluitiness. We lay aside any demonic element that would take precedent over our life. And we come before you as dear children. We come before you, Lord God, as naked individuals, asking you to search our hearts even now, O Lord. Search our spirits even now. That if there's anything that is not like you, we're not going to ask you to take it out because you didn't put it there. But bring it to our understanding that we may rid ourselves from all clamor, all ungodliness, all filthiness of the flesh, and anything that is not pleasing in your sight. Father, we ask now, Lord, that you help us to be helpers one to another. Lord, that we will just not look upon somebody else's faults, but we will see even their faults was once in our lives, and that we can reach out and help each other, no matter what it is, Lord. I'm praying, Lord God, for those that are mishandling your word, that are only using your word to manipulate and to divert the mentality of God's people for selfish gain. We pray, oh Lord, that you would let the spirit of conviction overtake each and every one of us that is doing something of a diabolical nature. Father, we pray for those in other countries that don't have the luxuries and the commodities that we have. Father, somebody has to walk 5 miles just to get a drink of water from a dirty lake. And yet you have given us a water to drink. We can buy water out of stores. Father, somebody doesn't have a running toilet water today. They have to go to a makeshift outhouse. And yet we have the conformity to go into a house and to properly use the restroom. Father, you've given us showers and bathtubs to bathe in while somebody has to go to a dirty lake. Father, I know many times we complain and we argue, but we're asking now in the name of Jesus that you will just help us to be helpers to those that are less fortunate than us. And Father, every voice that goes out at this radio station, Lord God, let it be for your glory. Let it be for your honor. Let it be, Lord, every ministry that comes forth at this radio station. Let it be, Lord God, a help to the people, especially in the time of darkness that we are going through right now. And Father, we dedicate this broadcast to you. We dedicate this broadcast and everything that is said, that you will get glory in it and that you will maximize and help the longevity of your people. These blessings we ask and we do receive now in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, that is Jesus, the living Christ. And it is so. So again, brothers and sisters, we're just so delighted to come to you today. Lady Townsend is not with me here in the flesh, but she's always with me in spirit and in my heart. And again, we shared something very important with you on last week. We shared with you the importance of earnestly contending for the faith. And you see, faith is gathered by your comprehension and how you understand things. And I will tell you something. In a world that is over-glamorizing gold, silver, jewelry, and things of that nature like that, there's one component that God gave all of mankind that, you know what, we take for granted. And what we take for granted is the greatest gift. And even in the beginning of the Bible, God showed us what that greatest gift was. Because that gift that he gave all mankind is so powerful. It is so powerful. That gift that I'm talking about right now is causing you to hear me over the airwaves right now. That gift that I'm talking about right now causes political pundits to rise or fall. That gift right now, can create wars, or watch this, it can eliminate them. That gift that the Almighty gave us. And you know what that is? The power of words. This is how wars are created. By the words that are slung back and forth. This is how people fight and kill each other, because of that main gift that God gave us, the power of words. But more importantly, how we use those words are what's shaping the world today. And so effective were the power of words, even from the beginning of time, beloved people of God. Even from the beginning of time, words were very important tools. That was a gift that God gave to mankind. And it is those words today that are shaping your life. Whether you want to accept it or not, every word that comes from your lips and from the confines of your heart and spirit have shaped your life. Where you are, where I am right now, is a present product of our thought process and our word process. This is the reason why we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And one thing about it is, when your faith is up to par, when you are vibrating on the level of faith with sincerity and honesty, nothing shall be impossible to you. I mean, think about that just for a word. I mean, for a minute, as we go back into the word. Remember the prophet Elijah prophesied and told them, a man with the word of his mouth said, it shall not rain in the span of 3 years, because he was God's what? Spokesperson. He spoke according to the word of the Most High. And when he spoke that word, one man, it didn't take a whole bunch of people, but he vibrated on such a spiritual level until what he said came to pass. Remember when Yahushua HaMashiach spoke to the fig tree and he cursed it, and what happened? It dried up at the root, as he said. I'm here to tell you, beloved, words are the most powerful thing that God has given mankind. And when we go back to the book of Genesis, when we go back to that book, you will find out how it all started, because the Bible says in the book of Genesis, and if you go there with me just briefly to chapter 11, if you go to Genesis chapter 11, it explains it in this like manner, because I don't want you to just listen to me. I want you to read for yourself and comprehend what we're saying, because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 11, and the whole earth was of one language. You hear that? One language. There was no Spanish. There was no Arabic. There was no German. There was no Swahili. There was no Polish. There was none of those things that existed back in that time. They are. And we don't know what the language was. OK, so let's be clear. There are no historical scholars out there that can tell anybody what that language was. But the Bible lets us know that whatever the language was, It was such a vibratory factor involved in it until everybody understood. And I'm going to explain to you the power of how strong vibration is, because think about this just for a moment. I mean, the words that we say, no, we understand what that means, right? But now watch this. A little baby that just coming into this life don't understand the word no, but they understand vibration. I'm going somewhere with you so you can understand what I'm saying. A little baby that's about to touch a hot stove does not understand the word no. In our English vernacular, that is a word. But watch this. Can you go to the dictionary and find this word? That's not in the dictionary. And yet, the vibration of that got the attention of that child to where they understand that you don't want me to do something. You're starting to understand the power of vibration now. And once you understand the power of vibration mixed with your words, that is what Yahusha meant when he said, when you pray, believe. The word believe is translated as the vibratory factor. You see, I can sing and say, but if I put vibration with that, or as the maestro calls it, vibrato, I just don't go, I go, I put some vibration with that. Imagine when you pray and you put vibration with your prayers. It is powerful. And that's how powerful it was back in the beginning of time. Man was so close to God. Remember that the world was not polluted like it is now. It's not as polluted as it was now. It's not infiltrated as it was back then. So the connection that God had with mankind was much more solemn. It was much more real, if you will. But the Bible says in the 11th chapter of Genesis, it says, and the whole earth was of one language, one speech. And it came to pass that as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, and they said to one another. Now, I need you to understand that, because you today are affected by what you hear. You today are affected by the comprehension of the words that are coming from my mouth, even as we speak right now. You today are of whatever political persuasion you are because of the words of somebody's mouth. You today are benefiting your life on what another man said in the form of a doctor, psychiatrist, or whatever the case may be, whatever those words that were given to you with a certain sense of vibration, you will either accept or reject, depending upon the knowledge or the consciousness that you have about yourself. But I want to tell you what God said about you right from the very beginning. Verse number 4 says, and they said, go to, let us build a city and tower. Now, just to update you, God, after the flood, told everybody to spread out, to multiply and replenish the earth again after the flood. Mr. Nimrod didn't want to do that. Mr. Nimrod was a mighty hunter, and he wanted to do what he wanted to do. You understand? Like today. He wanted to be his own king, like today. We see, you know people in government like that right now. They want to be their own king. They talk about God, but they don't want God to be the king of this country or anything of nature like that. But Nimrod was one of those people, an arrogant spirit that wanted to control things the way that he wanted to do it, other than the way God wanted to do it. And watch. And Nimrod said, we are going to go against what God said. We're going to build us a, watch this, not only a city, but since he don't want to kick it with us, we're going to build a tower and make our way up into heaven, and we're going to force God to do what we want him to do. Does that sound pretty much like we see what's going on today? People think that they can twist the hand of God and make him do what they want him to do. And yet the Almighty Yahuwah sees what they're doing, and he sends his workers down and say, look, y'all go down there and check that out. See what's going on down there. And the Lord came down to see the city, watch this, and the tower. These jokers are for real about what they're talking about. But no, more importantly, not are they real about what they're talking about. I need to understand what Nabokai said concerning them. In verse number 6, and the Lord said, Yahuwah, or his messenger, whoever he used in this translation, he said, behold, the people is one. You know what that means? That just merely means what David said in the Psalms when he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, when they become one, it's a done deal. Anything that you say with meaning and conviction and you mean it and it become one, that's what Yahushua meant when he said, I and the Father are one. We're vibrating on the same level. Whatever he wants me to do, I do. Because you know what? I am in him and he is in me and we are one. Now look what Yahuwah said about the people. He said the people are one. Nimrod was able to mentally and vernacularly persuade the people to go against what God wanted. And this is why the importance of speech is so important. The gift of words is the most important thing that can couple with a thinking mind. When this man spoke, the people listened. Now, they didn't think to go about what God said because his power of persuasion persuaded them to go against what God wanted done. Hence, you have the mess that we see going on in the world right today. Hence, you understand why, and this is what Yahushua understood back in the day, too. He said, it's going to get so bad until a man's enemies will be that of his own household. The father will be against the son. The mother will be against the daughter because words are now here to do certain things. And I think I got a little ahead of myself last week, but I'm going to share something with you all. I know a lot of preachers know this, a lot of pastors may know this, but you've been taught to think that this is just something of a fictitious nature, and it's not. It is actually an archaic word that comes back years ago, and they associated it with witchcraft and sorcery. And it really is not anything to do with witchcraft and sorcery. It has something to do with exactly what the word of God is telling us right now. When you just read in verse number 6, and the Bible says, and he said, behold, the people is one and have all one language, and this they begin to do. Watch this. And nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. What are you saying, Yahuwah? I'm telling you, I gave them the like gift in which how I operate. And because Nimrod said, let us build a tower, those words will become tangible. Any word that comes out of your mouth goes into the etheric octave, it picks up velocity and power, and it becomes tangible. Are you hearing me on today? I need y'all to understand, because many of you have sabotaged your own success with the thought processes that you're thinking, with the negative things that you see in the news, from the things that you grew up in, the families, the circumstances. All of those had a vital part in you growing up. But now watch this. The Most High wanted you to learn negativity so you'll learn how to rise above it. You see, if you don't know what negativity is, you'll have no reason to rise above it. Yahuwah said the people's minds are one. Anything that they imagine to do, they will do. When God gives you a gift, beloved, he doesn't take it back. Gifts and callings are without repentance, and the gift of the vernacular of speech is something that is, listen, now I'm going to tell you that word again. Back in old archaic times. And I'm going to tell you what that word means. As a matter of fact, if you don't believe me, you look it up, because I'm here to tell you something. Some people don't want you to know the power of your own words and the power of your own words and how they persuade you. Good morning, Pastor Bell. God bless you on this morning. So glad to see you. Sister Kalana Brown, God bless you on today. To my brothers and sisters out there, we just want to empower you so that you can understand. Now, here's a word that we used to hear as a kid. And you know what? That word used to intrigue me because they used to tell us that that word was magic. You know what that word is? You've heard it many times. You've heard it in trick shows and probably Barnum and Bailey Circus when they're doing magic acts and stuff like that. You know what that word is that we've been taught is an evil word? And I'm going to tell you what it is. Abracadabra. You've been thinking that that has something to do with magic. You've been taught that it has something to do with sorcery and witchcraft. It doesn't. It's an old archaic word that's so close to probably Hebraic language and understand. And can I tell you what that word means? You can Google it up for yourself. You see, knowledge is only power when it's properly applied. You can get the knowledge, but if you don't get the proper understanding with that knowledge and the proper application of that knowledge that you have, it's void to you. The word abracadabra is not magic. The word abracadabra is defined in this like manner. I wish I had somebody to type this across the screen because I need y'all to get this and go back and watch this later on, too. The word abracadabra means I create as I speak. The word abracadabra means, and watch this, witches and warlocks know this. But now watch this. You as a child of God should know this too. You create as you speak. And many times, depending upon the vibration in which that you are speaking and acting on, and I'll give you a prime example using myself as an example, that I create as I speak. Because when I got ready to have operations years ago, I told myself, being a prior drug addict, I told myself, even when I was out there smoking cocaine, when I was out there snorting heroin, when I was out there smoking weed, when I was out there doing all of those things, I developed a high dependency on the drugs that I consumed. So therefore, I could smoke more than anybody. I could drink more than anybody because I told myself in my mind that I have a high tolerance. Listen at the words that were emanating within the structure of my mind. Not only was that in my mind, I spoke that out when I was with my friends getting high. Kenny, how is it you can smoke all that wacky weed, man, and still maintain your mind? Because I told myself I could. I told myself I could drink more. I told myself I could snort more. Now watch this. The devil was trying to kill me too. But when the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's what Nimrod understood in his time. He said, listen, God gave us the ability to not only think and speak, but he gave us the ability to act. Beloved, what you don't understand, your mind hears you speak. Your body hears you speak. Every cell and fiber of your body hears and responds to what you say and think. It does it. And so strong was the belief inside of Apostle Townsend's mind until when I would go to the doctor to have an operation. What do they have to give you before you have an operation? Anybody know? Anesthesia, right? What's the power of the what's the purpose of the anesthesia? To knock you out before you get to the operating room so they can administer the gas to keep you under sedation. Isn't that correct? But three times, Brother Kenny gets ready to have an operation. And the doctor comes in the room and he says, Mr. Townsend, we're going to give you sedation now so that we can prep you for the operation. And I says, what are you going to do? He says, we're going to hook an IV up to you. And when we hook the IV up to you, we're going to shoot some stuff in the IV that's going to sedate you, knock you out. So when we get you downstairs, we can put the gas mask on you and keep you under sedation. I says, it ain't going to work. He said, what do you mean it's not going to work? I said, sir, it's not going to work. He said, I don't understand. I'm not following you. I said, the anesthesia that you're going to shoot in my IV is not going to knock me out. When I get downstairs, I'll still be awake. He said, no, sir, Mr. Townsend. I've been an anesthesiologist for 30 years. And he says, and at the time I was grossly overweight. I was grossly obese. And he kind of chuckled and said, he says, look, man, I've knocked people out with anesthesia the size of hippopotamuses. And you ain't nearly the size of a hippopotamus. He said, oh, yeah, it'll knock you out. I said, doctor, it's not going to knock me out. I'll see you downstairs. He shot the IV up with the local stuff in it that they shoot up in there. And need I tell you what happened when I got downstairs? When I got downstairs, he came up and said, what are you still doing awake? I said, I told you, this mind. Why do you think the Bible says, let this same mind that was in Christ Yahusha, Hamashiach, Jesus, that is, be also in you? When Christ spoke something, he vibrated on that level of consciousness. And when you vibrate on that level of consciousness, when you speak something and you vibrate with it, now it's not another thing to speak it because you've got to be on the vibration of that thing. And when I vibrated in my mind that it ain't gonna knock me out. It's not gonna knock me out. When I would go down there, three times I had operations. Three times, I would still be awake. It wasn't until I got ready to have my knee replacement. And I sat down in the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, you know what? Let the anesthesia do what it does. Don't override it. I sat there for about 15 minutes talking to myself in that mirror and said, you will allow the anesthesia to do. See, beloved, you are more powerful than you give yourself credit for. And many times, and I hate to say this, but many preachers don't want you to know that. They want you to stay dependent on their prayers. When you have the ability to pray over yourself, a lot of but I'm one of them preachers I want you to know, and I will teach you how to do that. I will teach you because the power of God is not without restriction. God has no respect of person. If you will come to him in sincerity and in honesty, he will place you around people that will show you how to get the same results that what the prophet speaks over you, that what the evangelist speaks over you, than what the bishop or what the apostle speaks over you. God will place you around people that will show you how to operate in that same like demeanor and factor. Why did it happen, Apostle Townsend? Because the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. This is why Yahuwah had to come down and confound their language. Because Nimrod vibrated on such a vibratory factor till you know what it did? It mesmerized the minds of the people. How do you think people go up under hypnotic suggestion? They must yield their mind over to the person that is speaking. Why do you think we have this qualm against the Democrats and the Republicans, the bipartisans? It's all because of the vernacular of speech. Why do you think wars are emanating on every side? Why do you think they've got to get you war-minded before we can go into another country and attack somebody? Satan is the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. Think about that just for a moment. God is the author of peace. Good morning, Minister Yancey. God bless you. Listen, I'd like everybody that's checking in today, let me know where you're checking in from. What city are you checking in from or state you're checking in from? But I need y'all to get this because, listen, time is running out. And the more that you fortify yourself, the power of words are so strong and they're so effective. Go back to the three Hebrew boys when Nebuchadnezzar told them that if they did not bow, and this world constantly wants to get you to bow. Our system that we're in right now is constantly trying to get you to bow to everything. It's trying to get you to bow to politics. It's trying to get you to bow to sickness. It's trying to get you to bow to socialism. It's trying to get you to bow to fascism. It's trying to get you to parliamentarism. It's trying to get you to bow. But the Bible said, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. That means my mind is now vibrating on a different level. Chicago, God bless you. That's my hometown, Chicago. God bless you, Sister Gloria March. Amen. From the west side, the best side. I'm just kidding. No. When you begin to understand the power of who you are, this is what it means when it said, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things pass away. The negative mind passed away. Because my negative mind said if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck. But that new mind says that, listen here, I'm operating on the blessings of God. The old mind says that, well, flu season coming up, I better get that flu shot. But the new mind says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm vibrating on a whole nother level now. And when you vibrate on that whole other level, I'm not saying that from time to time we won't encounter circumstances where our faith ain't what it should be. But you never know. Look, watch this. Never do we find in the Bible where Yahushua Jesus ever was sick, was he? Find a scripture in the page where he was sick and I'll eat that page. I guarantee you I will. And if he said, if we're in him and he's in us, that's telling you that they're working to keep you from being what he said you could be. You said, please pray for me dealing with the lot, sir. Well, you know what, Sister Gloria? Everything that you're going through right now is right where you need to be so God can do what he said he can do. But you know what? He's not going to happen. He's not going to make it happen through me. He's going to make it happen through you. Now, all you need me to do is touch and agree with you, Sister Gloria. And God already has furnished what it is you need. And listen, right where you are, I've been there too. I thought I was helpless. I thought I was hopeless. Until I sat down in the mirror and had a good talk with the Spirit of the living God inside of me. See, that's the advantage you have as a believer. You can sit down and talk to the Spirit within yourself. You don't have to wait till you get to church on Sunday. You don't have to wait until you get the Bible class on Wednesday. You have something.